Hello, and welcome to Fresh Steps for You. My name is Milt Jones. I want to thank you for joining us today, where our goal each time is all about helping giving people the first steps to take in living this brand new lifestyle in Christ Jesus. The last time we was on together, we was talking about they don't mix and talking about how pride and grace don't mix. It says, it actually says in James chapter 4, verse 6, how God gives grace to those who are humble, those who made a decision to submit to his word, but he rejects the proud, those who have an overinflated opinion about themselves to the point that they're not even able to receive correction, even when it comes from the word of God. Now, today we're going to be talking about you're the deciding factor. That's what I said. You're the deciding factor. It talks about this in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 12. It says that hatred stirs up quarrels, but love makes up all offenses. It talks about how hatred. Now, when you think about that definition of the word hatred, that means not just a little hate. Hatred means you have an extreme hate for a situation, a circumstance, or a person, or individual, or even an organization, to the point it causes you to get into quarrels or contentions and arguing with their people, and you're easily irritated by it. He says, but love is the thing that makes up for all offenses. Love, it actually says in another translation, that love covers all offenses. What does that mean? That means that you're going to make a decision, hey, I'm going to operate in love towards you, as opposed to operating in an extreme hatred towards you, as opposed to having a bad attitude or opinion or thoughts towards you. I'm going to take the step of love. I'm going to take the route of love, and I'm going to love you with the God kind of love, which is part of the fruit of the Spirit. It's already on the inside of you. All you have to do, just like a bodybuilder, you just got to cultivate it or begin to flex that muscle of love by demonstrating it in situations and circumstances that would ordinarily cause you to get into contentions and arguments and quarreling. But you're going to say, hey, you know what? I make the decision to make up for love to make up for all offenses. I'm going to cover it with love. Man, you are the deciding factor. And that's some good news. My name is Milt Jones. I want to thank you for joining us at Fresh Steps for You. And we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.